This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Should David Alvey get another 4 years as mayor and CEO of the Wyandotte County's government? That's the question voters will begin to answer in the August 3rd primary, where they'll reduce a crowded field to two finalists. Now, conversations with two candidates who are challenging David Alvey and the status quo in Wyandotte County. They are Janice Witt and Chris Steiniger. We're going to begin with Janice Witt. She's operated the food pantry and the Riola Grant Center for Family Life Development in the county for many years. Janice Witt, welcome back to Up to Date. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, and likewise, happy anniversary.
Well, I appreciate that, Janice. Why do you want to be mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County?
Because the people in Wyandotte County are marginalized, and that doesn't mean that they all live in rundown shacks of a house like I do, but many of them are living in nice houses in Piper, in Edwardsville, downtown in the Northeast. We're marginalized by the way that we are treated and the disrespect that is given to us by the leadership that we have elected. For example, David Alvey last night at a meeting said point blank that his money for his campaign is coming directly from big business, that they are coming from corporate organizations that are building here, big law firms and developers. Well, that causes me to say point blank, where do your loyalties lie? We need less lying from our leadership and more active response with our community. David Alvey says that he got an award for the way that he handled COVID. Well, I beg to differ. I live in this community. And if running home and hiding while the upfront folks, which was us, are out working and taking care of this community, while he hides, then he deserved an award. But I'd say it's the Where's Alvey reward award. It is certainly not good municipal guidance to the people who are counting on him to tell us what to do in time of emergency. Alvey said point blank that he does not care about the people of Wyandotte County. All he cares about is making money. And he has shown us that directly with the way that he has mismanaged our funds and the way that he has allowed Doug Bach Must Go to legislate wrongdoing within our leadership.
Well, let's talk a little more about that, because on your campaign website, you talk about abuse of power. That's a quote. You say the unified government is corrupt and brutal. And you write this, Janice, where do you go for help when leadership won't even allow us to speak or come to meetings? Where do you go when they are so comfortable in their wrongdoing that they simply tell folks in the community to shut up or sit down? What are you talking about there when you say that leadership is telling you to shut up or sit down?
That is specifically what they say. See, this is the thing. Wyandotte County is,
because he disagrees with that, by the way. I asked him about that on the show last week. He said that's not the case.
Well, I'm going to refer back to David Alvey's absolute and total freedom to just open his mouth and lie, and then to point at other people for the problem. Alvey said at a meeting, shut up and sit down. We do not give way to people talking about anything other than what we allow them to talk about. And that is the subject at hand. You don't get to bring up other subjects. Well, the problem with that is that this is America. We're not just Kansans. We are constitutionally protected to have our freedom of speech and to have representation for our taxation.
And he said this where, Janice?
In the chambers. Literally in the chambers where citizens should be able to come and speak. And it's not just for me. There's other people who he has said these very same things to, not only in the chambers, but also I can give you an example of a Strawberry Hill meeting where he told the folks to shut up. If they want their trash picked up, if they want stuff done, then they should do like the Nazis and pick up and clean up their own area.
You also told the Wyandotte Daily that there should be no more sweet deals on the backs of the taxpayers. What are you referring to there?
So, for example, Ziegler and the lake house issue. It doesn't seem like that would be a big issue, but when you have Wyandotte Countyans who are making well below the poverty level, who are getting hit by these tremendous bills from BPU. And I'm talking about an 800 square foot house with a $600 BPU bill and pilot bill. Now, when you hear that, it may not sound much to some folks, but it's a lot to us, especially when we find out that there are BPU powers being given freely to big corporations who are donating to Alvey's campaign, who are donating to supporting Doug Bach in his illegal doings. You see, if there's bills being paid by the people of this community, which all of our bills are due, and if we don't pay our bill, they will turn off our service. But we're paying Ziegler's, or we were paying Ziegler's utility bill. We're paying some of the corporate places out at the Legends. We're paying their utility bills. The problem becomes
whose bills at the Legends
are living off the poor.
Janice, whose bills at the Legends is the county paying? And I should just interject, you're talking about the former sheriff who had a deal to live on park property for a number of years. And that deal went into effect long before David Alvey became mayor. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely not. No. That was after David Alvey was mayor, and it was the chief of police, not
chief of police.
Sheriff.
I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. But no, that happened, and that was a deal that was done when they were called out on it. They then tried to backdate a contract that, frankly, is just illegal. You can't backdate a contract.
But who's getting a sweetheart deal? Who's having their utilities paid out at the Legends? Which businesses?
Oh, well, that's already been done and argued, but there are more. There are places in Fairfax who are getting their bills paid. We still have an ongoing debt from the T-Bones that were getting their bills paid. There's plenty.
Was it a mistake to help the T-Bones stay in that stadium and stay as a viable operation for a number of years? Because the county did pay for some utilities, back payments for the utilities there for the team.
We, the people of Wyandotte County, paid for that. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is that those bills don't go away. They don't just disappear. Somebody has to pay them. And that is the backs of the people who live and breathe in Wyandotte County.
Would you have run the team? What would you have done in that situation?
Well, I don't care who it is. If they're not paying their bill and everybody else is held to a standard of if you don't pay your bill, you get disconnected, then it needs to be disconnected. I am against any sweet deal or double standard that is established and given to a large group, a conglomerate, folks who have tons of money in lieu of taking care of the people of this community. Constitutionally, we should be taken care of for the money that we are being taxed. And that is not what's happening here in Wyandotte County. Absolutely not.
One of your longstanding concerns is the police department. One central concern is former Detective Roger Golubsky, who's been accused of sexual harassment and more against Black women in the community. What needs to happen there?
He needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail, and everyone who has stood in the way of justice for him, including one of the additional candidates for this, which is Tyrone Garner, who was in office when this was happening. Anyone who has allowed a crime to happen needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, the same exact way as anyone who is doing injustice to a community needs to be prosecuted, needs to be removed. They certainly do not deserve to sit at the helm of this community, which is listing horribly, and be allowed to watch us sink. So, for example,
well, the mayor has said that the FBI is investigating Roger Golubsky. What more needs to happen? Should the Justice Department come in, as Tyrone Garner has suggested?
Well, Tyrone Garner repeated me. Yes, the Department of Justice should come in. But the problem is that when you have people who are hiding things, because if Golubsky goes down, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that go down behind him, then you're running into a deep pile, a deep pit of people who are protecting wrongdoing. And that even starts at the top with Alvey's brother, who also was a part of this shenanigan, this scheme to continue harming Black women and white women, by the way, in this community.
You know, we've been talking a lot about your critique of a county, Janice. What in your background qualifies you to be the mayor and CEO of Wyandotte County?
The one thing that you can't legislate, that you can't learn, is care. You can fake it. You can do all sorts of things. But if you truly do not care about your community, about people, there's nothing anybody can do that. It's going to come out. I have degrees in HR that qualifies me. But beyond that, I have run several small businesses. I've run my household. But beyond that, the duties of mayor are made clear in our charter. Mm-hmm. Anyone can be mayor. There is no obligation to have some degree. I suggest to anyone out there who is ready to love this community, who is ready to do right and fair by this community, run. What we need are people who care, people who are willing to get out there and stand by the people of this community and give them courageous constitutional representation.
I'm visiting with Janice Witt, who's a candidate for mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. How would the county be different after 4 years of Mayor Janice Witt?
Well, first of all, our youth would have things to do, places to go, enrichments. Our seniors would have cooling centers, basic life needs. There would be absolutely no shutoffs without a long-term problem and without a long-term conversation and without being fully made aware as to what it looks like for this person individually to be without power. If it is life-saving, then that person needs to be left on, and we need to work out a means by which to manage that loss of funding. It is important that we realize that it won't take much to make Wyandotte County great. We have people who are coming in, and I'm not saying what we're going to do because they've stolen everything that I said we were going to do, and they claim it for their own. We have people who are coming in who are evaluating. We have had years now to look at what can make the fastest change and get us reduction of taxes and get us treated appropriately, get us some infrastructure. We've looked at that, and that is already prepared and in place to take place just as soon as we are elected.
Janice, I'm going to have to move on. That's Janice Witt. She's a candidate for mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. Janice, thanks for sharing your views. Much appreciated.